1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM on the web and the app directly at abq.fm. I'm Eddie Aragon, the Rock of Talk. The Real Estate Hour begins now with Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty. You can dial them directly at 448-8888. That's 448-8888. Or, of course, visit their award-winning number one website, welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com. Lots of stuff to cover today with Tigo and Tracy. Good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning. Always happy to be here on Saturday morning talking real estate, my favorite topic of all times.
It is. It's a great topic for you. You love talking about all angles and all aspects, including the home of the week, which we will proudly be featuring with Tracy Venturi. We've got one of the team members here today with us. If you guys would like to introduce her now, that would be great.
Sure. Love to welcome Melissa Romero to the show this morning. Melissa works with home buyers and home sellers on our team. Welcome. Good morning.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
Good morning, good. Melissa. So, we're going to be covering open houses, by the way. As always, Tigo has all the open houses listed. Market stats, as we do all the time. We have to put everything into context, how well we are actually doing. And home inspections. We'll also talk about pre-inspections as a seller. And then with all the muggy weather that's going on, evaporative versus refrigerated air, and how much more you will be paying for one or the other. And I got this wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. I have swamp coolers, and I'm complaining about my electric bill. Sounds like I shouldn't be. And Tigo and Tracy, let's get into all of that. Let's kick off the show, Tigo.
You got it. And I kind of dropped this evaporative versus refrigerated at last minute because obviously it's been hot, right? I mean, it's been hot. And so I wanted to talk about what we have here in Albuquerque. And what I did is I ran some numbers. It's kind of interesting. I looked back in the last year, there has been about 13,000 homes sold.
What do you mean? You have a stat for us?
I know. I've got lots of stats. I always have stats. Always, always. So let's put this in perspective. So homes with evaporative coolers, there were about 6,500 that sold. So that's about 49% of the homes that sold had evaporative coolers, a.k.a. swamp coolers. 5,900 had refrigerated air, so only 44%. There was another 6% that were other.
Were like in the East Mountains,
exactly.
Or they were adobes and they didn't have any.
Exactly. Right.
Huh.
Right.
That would be weird to have neither one.
Well, you know, in the East Mountains, you can get away with that, Eddie.
Can you?
Or some of the elevations.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Some places you can. Yeah, for sure. So it's just interesting. But really what started this, Zillow put out a story this week talking about homes with central air. They said nationally, homes with central air command $5,486 more on average than homes that don't have it.
So what does central air mean, though? Because to me, as somebody who works with buyers and sellers, to me, central air means that it's ducted in every room versus like evaporative cooler with one down draft. Ooh. You know, I used to live
Now you're getting technical.
Right. So I don't know what Zillow's talking about there for sure. But I used to live in an adobe with one down draft evaporative cooler, and you had to open the windows in any room you wanted it to go to.
And it'd flow through the house. So, yeah, I mean, you can have central evaporative cooler. Generally, what we call it in the MLS is evaporative cooling.
Centrally ducted.
It's centrally ducted, right? Or, you know, distributed throughout the house. You know, for the most part, well, pretty much always, if it's refrigerated, it's going to be central. Well, I take that back. You could have a wall unit, right? Or you could have a mini split, too, which is could be refrigerated in just one room. Anyway, what I did, though, is I ran some stats, and what I found is that I did a real select, you know, kind of average homes that sold in the last year. And the average price per square foot with homes with evaporative coolers in this particular, you know, snapshot was 108 per square foot versus 212 for homes with the refrigerated air. And what that comes up to when you do the math is about 3% more for homes with refrigerated, or about $7,600 more for homes with refrigerated air. And Tracy, would you agree with that?
I guess I'm thinking that probably the homes with refrigerated air tend to be newer homes, because probably in the last
But I adjusted for that in my stat.
Oh, of course you did. I don't know, because when I think about, you know, homes I sold 15 years ago versus homes today, a lot of the newer homes have refrigerated air and a lot of the older homes don't. Is that what you're seeing, Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. I would agree with that.
And actually what I did is I did take into account, so I did a home just between 10 and 20 years old. So it's kind of trying to adjust for that whole thing that a lot of the newer homes, most of the newer homes, have refrigerated air for the most part.
The production builders for sure have been doing a refrigerated air. But anyway, so then that brings the question up. We get this sometimes from buyers, Melissa, that they absolutely want refrigerated air, and sometimes the home they want has evaporative, right?
Yes, and 99% of the time, maybe that number's wrong, but you can convert it pretty painlessly. It is going to be, you know, a cost to it, but it is possible to have that done.
And the cost can be great. A lot of people, I think, underestimate what it costs to switch from evaporative to refrigerated.
Well, and it's really going to depend on the ducting, the way the whole system is. Like Melissa said, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of switching out a unit, right? But a lot of times it might require some ducting and a lot more work. But, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 on, let's say, that average kind of 2,000 square foot house. And, Eddie, your buddies at Rogers Heating and Cooling would be a good call for that, right?
Wow, that's great. Nice plug. Thank you. Yeah, Jay Rogers been doing a lot of that. So, very good. Yeah. Thank you.
And there's a lot of good, you know, mechanical contractors in town, without a doubt. So converting it is probably going to be more expensive. So if you're getting ready to sell your house and it's evaporative cooler, and you want to get the most money for it, if it has refrigerated air, that's the case. But is it going to make sense to convert it before you sell it? And I would say the answer is, what do you think, Tracy?
I would say the answer is no.
I agree.
And, you know, the biggest thing about that is that we see home sellers do things for sale and they didn't get the opportunity to enjoy it. So if we really need refrigerated air, we should do it for ourselves, not for somebody that's going to buy the house in the future.
Right? Yeah, that's for sure.
And that happens a lot. You know, people decide to upgrade their kitchen or their bathrooms or the things that they wanted all along, and then the next owner gets to enjoy it. So do it and enjoy it before you sell it.
So Tracy, we've got this open house today. We have two open houses today, but one in particular let's talk about right now. It's this home on Salem Northeast.
9722 Salem Avenue Northeast. It's just over 1,500 square foot, three bedroom, two bath. An older home, right? Needs probably some updates and some work. It's listed at $150,000. It's open today, so you might want to get there. It'll probably sell before the weekend's over.
Did you hear that, Eddie? Northeast Heights, 1,500 square foot, $150,000.
Yeah, that's that'll go all day long, right? I mean, that won't last the day.
No, we don't think so. And so it's going to be open starting at noon today. And again, that's 9722 Salem Avenue Northeast. Give us a call. Tracy, the number?
It's 448-8888, and Chriselle is working this weekend, so give Chriselle a call, and she'll definitely get you taken care of. So that's from 12 to 2 today. We also have another one at 12200 Cashmere Street Northeast, and that is in New Holiday Park, for those of you that know neighborhoods in the Northeast Heights.
So for those of us that maybe don't know where New Holiday Park is, tell us about it.
It's between Wantabo and Tramway, just north of Montgomery, just south of Spain.
Okay, far Northeast Heights, yep.
Far Northeast Heights, four bedroom, all updated, two living areas, a really large family room, beautiful backyard with views to the mountains. And it's $315,000, and it's open today also.
That one's a brick house, which is nice.
It is brick.
It's a brick house. Okay, I know. I couldn't resist. Sorry.
Melissa thought it was funny.
Yeah, good. So, I'm glad somebody did.
Yeah.
You know, good open house weekend. Maybe getting some rain on and off this weekend, but, you know, let's do it anyway. I hope we get some rain on and off.
It has been a little bit more humid this week, right? And so those swamp coolers might not be quite as effective. But I was showing houses this week, and a couple of the houses were evaporative, and they had Master Cool.
Yeah.
Or that other brand that's really good.
Yeah.
And, man, they were cold. They were really nice. So when people say you can't get cold, you know, it was Friday, Thursday, when it was pretty steamy out, and the house was really comfortable. So,
yeah, no, they work well, especially in when it's dry. If it gets super humid, which we rarely get, they might not work quite as well.
So I was at a house we have listed, the one at 254 Spring Creek. I was there in the evening this week showing it at sunset. And oh my gosh, what a beautiful way to spend an evening, Tego. You should probably get that house for me.
Yeah. That's a gorgeous house, by the way. And, you know, we're talking about a $150,000 house. Now we're talking about a $1.3 million house. And, you know, and it goes back to that conversation we've had, Tracy. We're you know, we represent everybody in all price ranges and proud to do so.
Yeah. So a lot of times people think we don't work with the low end or we don't work with luxury. And we work with everything. You know, we know that everybody's important. So, Melissa, you have a house you're representing that we talked about on the radio before. Why don't you tell us about 615 Vassar?
Absolutely. That one actually has refrigerated air. So stay nice and cool there. There's a casita or an in-law suite in the back. It is on UNM, right in UNM. So if you have a kid that's going to college, it might be perfect. They're still close to home, but...
That's like, you know, walking distance to Nob Hill, UNM, that whole area, right? I mean, it's right in the heart of it.
Oh, absolutely. Great location.
Yeah.
So 615 Vassar, that house is literally like in the middle of UNM property.
Yes, it is.
And it's on leased land from UNM, so it's right there.
Just by campus in Girard, just to give people a lay of the land. So, yeah, I mean, heart of UNM, Nob Hill. Central campus, that whole area there. So, yeah, great house.
And they just price reduced. What is that house at right now?
It's now at $357.
So, yeah, good. Cool.
Interesting property. Pretty rare to get something like that.
Yes, and there is backyard access through an alley as well, so you can get to the little in-law quarters.
Cool. So...
When we return, let's continue with more great real estate talk with Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty. You can find them at welcomehomeabq.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com, or dial them directly at 448-8888. That's 448-8888. And for all the open houses, you can also get to those open houses. Tego, how can people get to that link?
Just AlbuquerqueOpenHouses.com.
That easy, folks. Back after a quick break. Thanks for listening. AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM. Eddie Aragon here. You need to sell your home, but you don't want to wait around for an agent whose only marketing plan is to put a sign in the ground and put an ad on the internet and then hope that someone sees it. You need an agent that has a proven track record, an agent that spends thousands of dollars every month to market your home and market that home to qualified buyers. You need a guarantee. You need Tego and Tracy Venturi and the Venturi team of Keller Williams Realty. Tego and Tracy guarantee to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or they will buy it from you. And there is zero risk working with Tego and Tracy. If you need out of the contract, you can walk away free and clear. Tego and Tracy are so good at what they do, they caught the attention of real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran. Barbara only endorses Tego and Tracy here in Albuquerque, so call Tego and Tracy Venturi at 797-2711. That's 797-2711. Or go online to sellmyhomenewmexico.com. That's sellmyhomenewmexico.com.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know, I need someone help.
AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. Thanks for joining us. Second segment of the Real Estate Hour with Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group from Keller Williams Realty. 448-8888. That's 448-8888. Or welcome home. ABQ.com. That's welcomehomeabq.com. We have yet to get to all the things that we want to talk about real estate related, but if you should ever have a question or are interested in reaching out to Tego and Tracy Venturi, you can also just text me directly, 550-5500, this morning with any real estate questions that you might have. 550-5500. Let's get back into it, Tego.
Thanks, Eddie. Hey, so I wanted to shift gears. So we've got Tracy here, and we've got Melissa Romero from our team who worked with buyers and sellers. And something, a question came up relating to credit reports. And when you apply for a loan, they run a credit report, right? And the question was, well, why do they run it again at close, just before closing? And this particular person was like, well, do they really do that? And so the question is, why and what is that?
yes, they will run it again to make sure that you have not increased your debt to income level and that you still qualify for the home that you originally applied for.
Yeah, so sometimes people go out and they start buying furniture for their new home, right?
Right. Open a credit card to
change their limits. And that can really throw the lender off at the last minute.
So the takeaway is that, yes, they do rerun your credit prior to closing, right?
They do. And you know one other thing they do, and that's they check your verification of employment again to make sure that you still work at the job that you were working at. And we have had that bite a few people because they know that they're leaving their job and switching jobs, and they call for that last minute verification of employment and find out you don't work there anymore. And that can crater a deal pretty quickly.
So when I was really actively working with buyers and sellers, Tracy, the thing I would say is, like, once we get under contract, it's like we have this delicate little egg that we need to carry across the finish line, right? Is that a fair assessment, Melissa?
Yes. Until it's done, I would say.
And yeah.
You don't want to rock the boat until you're finally finished. Once you're closed and everything's final, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, then you can go out and buy your furniture and
get your new car and everything else.
You know, especially in this market where we're competing, you know, many people are competing for houses and they're working so hard to, quote, win the house that they're trying to get, and then, you know, making some little slip up during the under contract period and not having your financing. Boy, that could be devastating. So,
well, it's devastating to everybody, right? The sellers have already packed up, probably, if it's that close to closing. They've already packed and moved. Then they're relying on that loan closing, too. And you're packed up and ready to move into a new house. So, you know, making sure that you have good information from the lender and the realtor on what to do and what not to do. We have the 10 commandments, thou shalt not.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, And one of them, thou shalt give the lender the paperwork they're asking for as quickly as possible.
Right. Thou shalt not open new lines of credit. Thou shalt not buy a new car.
Don't transfer $5,000 into your bank account and not be able to document where it came from. Right.
Don't deposit a bunch of cash.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All those types of things. So, yeah.
So since we're kind of, and this was on the agenda today, we're home inspection, since we're kind of on this topic of things that can make a deal go south, is home inspections is one of the top ones, right, Melissa?
Absolutely. Really important on buyer side and on the listing side as well.
So let's talk about on the listing side. If I'm a home seller, I know that there's going to be a home inspection at some point, right? Many times, traditionally, it'll be once the home is under contract and the buyer, you know, gets it under contract, and then within 10 days they'll do a home inspection and so on. That happens a lot. But what about the pre-inspection? That's something that we encourage sellers to do. Tell me about that.
So the home, once we're working with a home seller to put their home on the market, we do encourage them to do a pre-inspection. A lot of times the thing that makes deals fall apart is we get to a home inspection 2 or 3 weeks in once we're under contract, and they want a bunch of repairs, and the seller had no idea, right, that they had these problems with their home, and they hadn't really counted on it. So a lot of times if we get it pre-inspected, we can either choose to fix or not to fix. We can put the home inspection out there so that the buyer can make their offer knowing the condition of the home and the repairs that they want. What we have found is that it really does help the seller net more, because when the buyer's making their offer, they're more solid. They know what the house condition is. You know, houses, you know, the day, it's like cars, right? That day you move in, things start happening. You know, they need maintenance, they need upkeep. And we're less likely to have difficult negotiations during the transaction when we've got so many other moving parts to be thinking about. So,
and we talk about, Tracy, you always talk about this with the team. There's and then also with our buyers and sellers. It's kind of two negotiations, right? It's the contract negotiations where you're determining the terms of the sale, the price, and kind of when things are going to happen, right? So you have that negotiation, right, Melissa? But then once we get the inspections done, what happens there? What's the process there?
Once we get the inspections done, I sit down with the buyer. We go over what they think is most important, usually the mechanical system, heating, cooling, safety, electrical, plumbing, roof, and we determine what we would like to ask the seller to repair, or in some cases we ask for a credit, mostly a repair. Then we
So does the seller have to make those repairs?
No, everything's negotiable. We just, depending on, you know, what we came in with our offer, what the seller has in terms of funds, and what we're both willing to do. It's a meeting of the mind. So the point is to come together and make everybody happy.
Now, a lot of times I'll see things that a problem. Let's take an example. Something like a GFCI outlet, right? Which is an electrical outlet. It's an outlet that trips if there's some sort of load on the circuit. You see those in bathrooms and kitchens in particular. I've seen people where they get the inspection report back and it says, oh, the GFCI outlet is faulty and needs to be replaced. And people immediately jump to, oh my gosh, the whole electrical wiring on the house is bad. And so, I mean, how do you deal with that and get people understanding what's important and what maybe is just a simple fix?
I think a lot of it is making sure you have a good inspector. That's not going to make you, as a buyer, think that your home is about to burn down, and that they do let you know this is a simple fix or this is a bigger issue. And most inspectors we work with are pretty good about going over what that really means and what should be fixed.
Yeah.
The other thing is we think it's important to attend inspections with our clients, right? So that we can see firsthand what's being reported. Because sometimes when you read a report, it sounds really scary. And when you actually saw it and they point it out and they go, this is it. And you go, oh, okay, it's not as big a deal. But obviously our clients need to be comfortable with it. So we want them to do their due diligence and really know and understand what things mean that are on the report, so they can make a good decision if they're comfortable with it or not. Because really, you're buying a house as is. This whole second negotiation is nice,
yeah.
But you know, you can't expect to get a house that's different from what it was when you saw it.
Yeah, no, and that's a really good point. Okay, it's time. Let's talk about some market stats. June market stats 2018.
I know it's early July, so they're probably still settling down a little bit.
There is. I mean, we're at the seventh day into the month, and with it was a weird week with the Wednesday in the middle, and there's still some homes that haven't closed out for June. But let me give you some kind of stats. I don't want to give you the closed sales because it's still showing that there's about 100 homes in pending that haven't closed out.
That we're supposed to close in June.
So, yeah, we don't know. I mean, right now it's looking like we're going to be about equal with last year, the number of homes sold, which is to be expected. June pending sales were, again, ticked up. We're 11% more than last June. So that's homes that actually received a contract. The number of homes for sale is, again, down. We're down by 16% versus last year. That's 3,700 homes on the market currently now,
which is up.
You think back
we
to the beginning
to
of the
2900
right, right.
For
at
a
the
while.
Beginning, yeah, absolutely. At the beginning of the year, it was that way. The other thing is the number of new listings. This is homes coming on the market. It's kind of flat. It's even.
We're kind of expecting to see a bump though after this week. You know, we have holiday weeks tend to be a little odd. We're kind of in that midsummer slump, so I think there's going to be a few homes coming on the market in the next week or two in anticipation of getting them sold this summer.
I agree. People coming back from their summer vacations, just like us, right? Everybody doing their summer vacation thing. Median price is now over 203,000. We have not seen that.
Wow.
I don't know, maybe ever.
I was going to say it's never. You made a big point of that at the beginning of the year that would we in one of your predictions. Did you remember that?
Yeah.
You were talking about the predictions,
so smart.
And you were thinking about you had predicted the fact that we would go over $200,000 in the median price of a home.
Yeah, and we did, and it was just this month. And so we were in July of 2007. We were at $199,900 was the median price.
That was the previous high.
And this month we hit 203,000. And so
wow.
Don't think of that as price appreciation. Again, that's median. And what's happening is there's less less expensive home selling and there's more expensive homes. So obviously, you know, you drive up the median. The price per square foot is the one I wanted to hit on real quick. And that is a good indication when you look at it percentage wise of how the market's moving. And overall, from June last year to June this year, we've seen a 5% increase in the price per square foot. And I think you can fairly say that that's probably about where overall appreciation is on housing. However, if you look at that below median, below 200,000, it's actually gone up 8%. Versus over 200,000, it's gone up about 1%. So there's a disconnect there depending on what price range you're in and how much the home prices are moving.
Totally. So if you think about it, the price per square foot by different neighborhoods is the better indicator. So
it is, Tracy. And it also, you know, we can look at it on a rolling 12-month is another way to look at it. Overall, it's still about 5% with most of the gains in that 200 and under price range.
Yep. So give us a call. Chriselle's in working. She'd be happy to help you if whether you need to buy a home or sell a home. Give her a call, 448-8888, and we can definitely
Eddie, do I have a moment
out
to talk about one more thing?
You know what? We'll continue it. Hold on one second. Yeah, we do. I was bringing in the music and the Beatles and the Help, and let's stop the Help. Let's get into a couple of more things. No problem. We got a few more minutes.
So, Tracy, we were talking about this, and I was talking about this with some other realtors from around the country, is in our current market, you know, in certain price ranges, homes are selling very fast, right? And let's be honest, you know, if somebody puts that home on the market, a realtor, they put it in the MLS, could have crummy photos, you know, maybe just put a sign out front, and they're going to, in many cases, get an offer, or maybe they're not pricing it right, and they're definitely going to get an offer because it's a strong market. So, I mean, how important is it to work with somebody that's doing the marketing that we do? I don't know how to say this without tooting our own horn, but I don't want people leaving money on the table.
Well, we talk about it. We think, you know, you can hire somebody who's full-time, has a well-trained team, and all the marketing we have. Or you can hire somebody who uses their cell phone to take photos and pay for no marketing. And, you know, how many deals do they really negotiate that they know how to get you the top dollar for your house you're selling? So, yeah.
It's a hard conversation for us to have because obviously we're trying to promote ourselves, but we want people to make sure they're making a good decision when they're selling their largest asset that they own.
Totally. So give us a call.
Thanks.
We're at 448-8888, and Chriselle's here. You're welcome to ask for Melissa. She works with home sellers and home buyers, and if you're interested in seeing any of the homes that you see online, call us. Obviously, our website's welcomehomeabq.com, but any site you see a home on, we can certainly help you with. It doesn't have to be a house that we represent.
All right, good stuff. We'll see everybody same time, same place next week. Right here in the Kiva on AM 1600 KIVA and 93.7 FM. WelcomeHomeABQ.com is the website. The phone number, 448-8888. My realtors, Tigo and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi Realty Group. I want them to be your group as well that sells your home and get it properly priced, merchandised, and on the market, ready to go. 550-5500 at any time that you have a question for Tigo and Tracy Venturi, and we'll get it out to them for next week's show. Back after a quick break on AM 1600 KIVA, 93.7 FM.